聚集我们在他的爱里面。
We truly thank him that we can gather together in his love.
在薄饼聚会，我们温习了主对我们的爱。
And during table meeting, we were reminded of his love.
要像刚才这首诗歌，像刚才弟兄告诉我们的，愿意这个爱来抓住我们。
And just as our brother had shared with us, may his love capture us.
这个爱要来改变我们
and this love is to transform us
让我们能够更像他
so that we may be more like him
我们要读几处的圣经
we're going to read several passages of scripture
第一处在以弗所书二章第十节
the very first passage is in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10
以弗所书二章十节
Ephesians 2 verse 10
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
这里讲到我们都是神的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
Here it speaks of how we are all God's workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus.
第二处在提摩太后书二章二十节二十一节。
Our second passage is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
好，最后在马可福音十章四十四、四十五节。
Our last passage is in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 44 and 45.
在你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人因为人子来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价
But whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all for even the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many
好我们再有一点祷告
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主我们何等感谢你早晨又聚集我们一同来到你的面前
Lord how thankful we are this morning that you gather us together before you
我们在被提醒主我们是你手中的工作在基督耶稣里面被造成的
And we are reminded that we are your workmanship We have been created beforehand to do all things in Christ Jesus
主我们也愿意成为主手中贵重的器皿
And we are also willing to be the honorable vessels in your hands
主早晨愿你对我们的心说话
And so this morning we pray that you would speak to our hearts
让我们真是愿意把自己让在你的手中
That we would be willing to place ourselves into your hands
主啊能够成为服侍主的器皿
So that we would be the vessel to serve the Lord
我们也能够来服侍我们周围的人
And that we would also serve the people around us
感谢你你来了主你说你不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价
We thank you because you said that you came not to be served but to serve and to also give your life as a ransom for many
我们感谢你这样爱我们
We thank you for such love
主你与我们下面的时间同在
Do be with us in the following time
对我们的心说话
Speak to our hearts
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen 我们都知道我们是神所造的器皿
We all know that we are the vessel that God has created.
这器皿的功用就是要来盛装一个东西。
And so the function and use of a vessel is to contain something.
那我们是既然是被神所造的，所以这个器皿神又要我们来盛装神。
And so since we have been created by Him as a vessel, we are to contain Him.
所以我们可以来流露神的生命从我们这个器皿当中。
So that from us, the vessel, we could flow out His life.
这个神的工作哈可以说是神的杰作。
We can say that God's work is His also His masterpiece.
为什么我们是神的杰作呢
?Why are we His masterpiece?
因为我们是按着他的样式照着他的形象造的
Because we were created according to his image
按着他的形象照着他的样式
We have been created according to his image His likeness
意思就是我们里面外面都要像神
That means inwardly and outwardly We are all to be like him
真是何等的荣耀何等的感谢主 他造我们，他对我们有一个崇高的心意。
And so as man, we are glorious because he has such a high purpose for us.
上次我们交通到我们是要成为一个赞美神、荣耀神的器皿。
Last time we talked about how we are to be a vessel that praises God and glorifies God.
今天我们一起来看我们怎么样能够成为一个侍奉神、服侍神的一个器皿。
And today we're going to take a look at how we are to be a vessel that serves and serves God.
那刚才我们读的圣经讲到说是人若自洁、脱离卑贱的事情就必成为贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，而且要预备行各样的善事。
And just previously we read in the Bible, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master for every good work.
这里所讲的善事哈，不是像我们通常理解的，就是说做好事情，修桥补路。
And so this being prepared for every good work is not the good work that often we think about in repairing bridges and roads and being doing charitable things.
而是圣主说，只有一位是善的。
Because our Lord Jesus Himself says that there is only one who is good.
就是神。
And that is God.
所以预备行各样的善事是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean that we are to be prepared to do every good work?
就是要做神所来。在每个人身上所量给我们要我们做的事
and that is to do all that God has measured out for us to do
那简单的来说就是侍奉神荣耀神赞美神
simply put it is to worship God to serve God and to praise God
那一个器皿怎么样能够成为一个侍奉神的器皿呢
so how can a vessel become one which serves God
那今天我们又从五方面来看
so today we're going to take a look at this from five different steps
其实这五个这个步骤哈，就像刚才我们唱的这个诗歌里面都讲了。
And all of these five different steps that we are going to mention, we actually just sang about it in the hymn.
就是要倒空、洁净、奉献、充满，而且要流出。
That is to be emptied, to be sanctified, consecrated, filled, and outpoured.
我再说一次哈。
I'm going to say it again.
这五个步骤是什么呢
？What are these five steps?
要先倒空，再被洁净。First,在奉献给神，被神充满，然后要流出神的生命，或者要倾倒出来。
We are first to be emptied, then sanctified, consecrated, filled, and then outpoured, or we are to be poured out.
所以今天我们要从四个人来看，我们怎么样能够成为侍奉神的器皿。
We're going to take a look from four different characters how to become a vessel of God.
三位是圣经中的人物
Three are characters from the Bible
一位是当代的人物
And one is a contemporary figure
好首先我们来看倒空
And so first off let's take a look at emptying
一个器皿哈要能够进功用首先必须要先被倒空
For a vessel to be useful first needs to be emptied
为什么呢
Why?
因为一个杯子如果装满了一些东西它就没有其他东西能够倒进去
Let's say a cup is filled already it can no longer hold anything else
那我们要侍奉神一定要靠从神来的生命
If you are to serve God you need to rely on the life that comes from God
我们自己的生命是不行的
We cannot rely on our own natural lives
可是我们原来这个杯子里面装的就是我们自己的生命
However as a cup previously we were filled with our own lives
几年以前我跟一对年轻的夫妇去看望一个福音朋友的家庭。
Several years ago, I went with a young couple to go visit a gospel friend's family.
哎，这对年轻的夫妇呢，他们非常有爱心哈，他们也愿意出去看望。
And this young couple, they really had love. They really desired to go on this visit.
那但是呢，他们两个常常意见不一样。
However, between these two couple, oftentimes they had different opinions.
哎，在福音朋友家里面谈到一件事情。这个弟兄姐妹哈，这对夫妇是弟兄姐妹，两个人就吵起来了。
And so as they were at the gospel friend's home, the brother and sister, the couple, the husband and wife, they started to have an argument.
两个人吵得不可开交。
And there was no end to their argument.
最后是福音朋友来劝架。
And finally, it was the gospel friend who was trying to convince them.
哎，我觉得很不好意思啊。
I was very embarrassed.
哎，我们服侍神是有热心，很好啊。
We have zeal. We want to serve God.
但是我们服侍神不能照自己的热心来服侍。
But you cannot serve God according to your own will.
因为我们里面出来就是我们自己天然的生命。
Because everything that comes out from within us is our natural life.
那天然的生命，我们就是骄傲、自私、自我中心、犯罪堕落的生命。
And so everything that is within us is just pride. It is selfishness, being self-centered. It is corrupted.
请问， 这样的一个生命怎么样又来服侍神呢
？So let me ask, with such a life, how can you serve God?
是不能来服侍神的。
You're unable to serve God.
就像什么呢？就像说有一个人口很渴哈。
Let's just say, for example, a person is very thirsty.
那他想要有一杯干净的水，他可以喝。
And he wants to drink a cup of clean water.
可是我们这个杯子里面呢，装的都是墨汁。
However, within this cup, it is filled with ink.
这墨汁黑很黑的啊
It is very dark and black.
可以不可以喝啊
Can you drink that?
不能喝的
Of course you can't.
对不对所以我们要能够来成为服侍神服侍人的一个器皿首先第一个就要先被倒空
And so if you want to be a vessel that wants to serve God, first off, you need to be emptied.
我们知道使徒保罗他在被主耶稣遇见之前是一个非常骄傲的人。
We know that the Apostle Paul, before the Lord Jesus met him, he was a very proud man.
他照自己的意思，自己发热心来服侍神。
According to his own zeal and ideas, that is how he served God.
他虽然在加玛列的门下受教，是希伯来人当中的希伯来人，而且他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
Even though he was taught at the feet of Gamaliel, he was a Hebrew among the Hebrews. He was a Pharisee among the Pharisees.
他说，他比他同岁的人更有长进。
He says that he was more advanced than all those who were his peers.
请问，这种情形里面，可以被神用吗
？So let me ask, can a man like this be used by God?
不行，对不对
？No.
他自己发热心，他以为是杀基督徒，以为是要侍奉神。
According to his own zeal, he thought that if he killed Christians, he was serving God.
像这以自我为中心的人是不能够来侍奉神的。
So such a selfish man like that cannot serve God.
哎呀，我们不要觉得保罗不好哈。
So don't think that
叫扫罗。
Don't think that Paul he was no good. Previously he was called Saul.
其实我们远远赶不上他，对不对
？Actually, we could not even be compared with him.
我们是自我为中心，没错。
We are all yes, self-centered as well.
我们也是很骄傲的。
Do we have anything to be proud of?
但是我们没有像他神对神这样的一个热心。
But we don't even have such zeal like him.
感谢主，神看中了他。
But we thank the Lord because God looked upon him.
神爱他。
God loved him.
所以当他去大马色的路上，主耶稣就对他显现。
And so while he was on the road to Damascus, the Lord Jesus appeared to him.
他就被打倒了。
And he was knocked off his horse.
意思也就是说，他就开始要被倒空了。
And in another words, he was being emptied.
保罗这个名字是什么意思呢
？What is the name? The meaning of the name Paul?
保罗的名字就是微小的意思。
It means small.
他原来是一个骄傲自大。自负的人。
Previously, he was proud and an arrogant man.
当他遇见主以后呢，他开始就被倒空了。
However, after he met the Lord, he was being emptied.
他变成了一个服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪的保罗。
He was Paul who served the Lord. He was humble in all things, often serving with tears in his eyes.
从一个逼迫人、口吐威吓、凶杀的话的保的扫罗。变成一个受逼迫的保罗。
He was a Saul who was the persecutor. He threatened murder with his words. However, now he became the persecuted Paul.
用他自己的话怎么说呢
？In his own words, what does he say?
他说：“我先前以为与我有益的，现在都因基督当作有损的，因为我为他丢弃万事，看作粪土。”为要得着基督
He says, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them for rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
丢弃万事就包括他以前所有他自己觉得很骄傲、很自负、很满意的。
All the things that he considers loss are all those things that previously he was proud of, that he was so thankful that he had previously.
他先不要被倒空。
But first, he needed to be emptied.
他先要主要先把这个器皿，把它从这个器皿存装的都是自己的里面，先把它倒空。
The Lord needed to empty this vessel who was so full of himself.
他才有空间。留下来可以来盛装神的生命。
Then there was space, there was room in order to contain God's life.
只有从神的生命出来的才能够来服侍神。
Only that which comes from God's life can serve God.
第二步就是要被洁净。
The second step is to be sanctified.
所以我们知道，当保罗遇见主以后，他就受了洗，他的罪被洗净，他才可以来服侍神。
We know that after the Lord met Paul, he was baptized. His sins were cleansed so that he could serve God.
就像我们刚才的比喻啊，一个杯子里面装的墨汁，第一个要先把墨汁倒出来，对不对？
Just like in our illustration, a cup that is filled with ink, the first thing you need to do is you need to pour out all of that ink.
然后还要把杯子洗干净。
And then you need to clean the cup.
然后才可以被神来使用，对吗？
And then you can be used by God, right?
关于这个要能够被洁净呢，我们要来看一个另外一个被神拣选的器皿。
And so in this aspect of being sanctified, let's like take a look at another character, another vessel used by God.
就是但以理。
And this was Daniel.
我们知道在犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，他把城围困了以后呢，然后他就把神殿中的器皿就掳去了，把这个器皿呢带到示拿地，示拿地就是巴比伦他们国的地方，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。而且不止这样，王还吩咐太监长从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带几个人回来。这些人是什么人呢？他们就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备的人呢，要来训练他。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand along with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, that is a place in Babylon, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasury of his God. Then the king ordered Ashpenazah, chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles, youths in whom was no defect, who were good looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding, discerning knowledge, in order to serve the king.
所以尼布甲尼撒王到耶路撒冷，他掳去了两样东西。
And so when Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem, he took away two things.
第一个就是神殿中的器皿。
First, the vessels in God's temple.
第二就是这些少年人。
And secondly, were the youths.
这些少年人是什么呢？
Who are these youths?
是以色列当中最好的人，因为他们就是没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明都具备的人。
These were the best of the people in Israel. These were youths in whom was no defect. They were good looking, they were intelligent, and they had understanding and knowledge.
所以仇敌来做什么事情？
And so what does the enemy come to do?
仇敌来就是要偷窃。
He comes to steal.
偷什么呢？
What does he steal?
都把最好的先偷走。
He always steals the best first.
把神殿中最好的器皿偷走。
He takes away the vessels in God's temple.
把以色列人当中最好的少年人偷走。
And takes away the youth, the best youth in Israel.
那当尼布甲尼撒王把这些少年人掳去了以后呢，然后圣经上告诉我们，就是他们呢，王就用膳做他自己的膳食和所应用的酒来供应他们。
And so after he took away and took captive these youths, the Bible tells us that the king wanted to give them his food and his wine.
所以呢，他们可以受最好的待遇，而且要训练他们三年以后呢，他们可以来服侍巴比伦王。
They were to receive the best education, and so after training of 3 years, they were to serve the king of Babylon.
在这被掳人当中呢，包括但以理和他三个朋友。
And so among the captives, it includes Daniel and his three friends.
我想请问大家。
So let me ask everyone.
王的膳食和酒好不好？
The food and the wine of the king, is it good?
好不好？
Is it good?
从世人眼光看，当然非常好啊。
From man's perspective, it's very good.
对不对？王的膳食和酒比五星级的饭店的都好啊。
The king's food and wine is better than 5-star restaurants.
哎呀，有时候我们会想说，哎呀，我想吃一个很好吃的东西，但是，哎，这个没有钱。
Sometimes we think, oh, I want to eat something really good, but oh, I have no money.
其实啊，这是年轻人的想法。
But that's the thought of those who are young.
像我们现在这个年纪啊。
But now for us in this age.
其实好吃的东西也吃不来了。
Actually, we can't really eat all the food that is called considered good food.
请问王的膳食和那个酒好不好？
Let me ask, is the food and the wine of the king, is it good?
从世人的标准来讲是最好的。
From the people of the world's perspective, it is the very best.
但是这些是属世的。
However, it belongs to the world.
而且不仅是属世的。
Not only is it of the world.
这些很多是来献祭给他们外邦的偶像的。
It is also defiled because it has been offered to the foreign gods.
所以是污秽的，是玷污的，是不洁净的。
It is defiled and it is unclean.
那但以理被掳去了，没办法。
And so Daniel, because he was captured, there's nothing that he could do about that.
但他立志不让王的这些膳食来玷污他的自己。
However, he made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's food and wine.
那但是这些太监长，一定要把这些食物给他，怎么办呢
？However, the eunuchs they had to give him this food. So what was he to do?
他说：“我们来做一个实验。”
So he said, "Let's have a test or experiment."
这可能是最早有文字记录的临床实验。
Perhaps it is the most earliest recorded experiment.
Clinical trial.
Clinical trial.
就是其他人都吃王的食物。
Because everyone else, they were going to eat the king's food.
但以理和他三个朋友，他说我们只吃素菜，我们不吃王的食物。
But Daniel and his three friends said, "We're just going to eat vegetables. We're not going to touch the king's food."
我们过十天看看，这样可以不可以
？Let's take a look after 10 days whether or not this is fine.
结果过了十天，他们的面貌比吃用王膳的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖。
However, after 10 days, their appearance seemed better and fatter than all the youths.
所以这些委办这些膳食人就说：“好，那没有关系哈，那这样可以，我们也不会有麻烦哈，那你就吃你的素菜吧。”
And so those overseers they said, "Okay, since this is good, then it's no problem to us. Go ahead, you may continue to eat your vegetables."
不来喝王所赐的酒。
And they also did not drink the wine of the king.
而且还不止这样，当他们有心愿把自己来分别。归给主的时候
And not only so, but when they had the desire to consecrate, set themselves apart for the Lord,
当他们愿意自洁来归向主的时候
when they made up their minds to give themselves over to the Lord,
神就赐给他们各样的聪明智慧
God gave them various understanding and wisdom.
但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆
David, he understood visions and dreams.
过了三年
And 3 years passed.
好，那这些被掳的少年人，通通要来到王的面前，要来考试。
And now all of these youths who were captured, they are to 3 years has passed. They now needed to be tested.
王与他们谈论，见少年人中无人能够比但以理和他三个朋友，所以他就留他们在王面前试力。
The king talked with them, and out of them, all not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered into the king's personal service.
所以他们在王的面前也蒙恩。
And so even before the king, they received grace.
但是我们知道，仇敌看到有人愿意被主得着，而且被主来赐福的时候，他就不甘心。
However, we do know that when the enemy sees that there is anyone who has been set apart and gained by the Lord, he is not willing.
所以这些不喜欢但以理的人呢，就要设一个陷阱来害他。
And so the people who disliked Daniel, they wanted to harm him.
那他们就规定了一条，就说一条禁令，30天以内呢，不许任何人在王除了在王以外向神或向人求什么。如果是这样的话。那这些人就要被扔在狮子坑里。
They set a trap for Daniel, saying that the king would establish a statute to enforce an injunction that if anyone prayed to anyone other than the king, for 30 days, they should be cast into the lion's den.
好，但以理的第一个试验就是说，要不要吃王所给的食物
？So Daniel's first test was whether or not he was going to eat the king's food.
那他可以不吃。
And he didn't have to eat it.
那第二个试验是什么？
But what's the second test?
这更厉害了，对不对
？It's even more serious.
他说三十天以内呢，不准有任何人向神或向人来求什么或来敬拜。
Within these 30 days, he was not to worship or to pray to any other god.
当但以理知道这条禁令，而且盖上玉玺的禁令，他就到自己的家里面，一天三次，双膝跪在他神面前。祷告感谢和素常一样。
When Daniel knew that this document was signed, he entered into his house and he continued to kneel on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks to God.
哦，这是需要何等大的勇气
！He needs such courage to do this.
你知道最大的力量从哪里来
？You know where does the greatest strength and power come from?
就从平常的生活跟操练里面来。
It comes from your daily life and training.
所以但以理他一天三次。双膝跪在神的面前，祷告、感谢、赞美神。
Daniel, three times a day, kneeled before the Lord to pray to give thanks to his God.
圣经上讲说与素常一样。
And the Bible says, as he had been doing previously.
我们是不是每天能够分别自己，来让自己洁净，不让这个世界来玷污呢？
Are you consecrating yourself, setting yourself apart every single day so that you would not be defiled by this world?
我们是不是每一天可以像但以一样呢，也许不要不没有一天三次哈，可是至少一天一次能够来在神的面前安静等候敬拜赞美神呢？
Are you like Daniel that even if it's not three times a day, at least once a day, that you are quiet, that you read his words, that you wait before the Lord?
我们感谢主又给我们新的一年。
We thank the Lord that he's given us another new year.
我听到很多弟兄姐妹有一个心愿，愿意在新的一年里面呢立志要把圣经读完一遍。
I have heard many brothers and sisters, they have a New Year's resolution that they want to read the entire Bible through this year.
感谢主，非常的好。
Thank the Lord, this is very good.
我们希望主给我们一个愿意持守的心。
We hope that the Lord would give us this desire to be persistent.
像但以理一样，与素常一样。
And that we would be like Daniel, that he would continue on as previously.
他每一天的生活就是这样。
Because this was his daily life.
愿意我们每天的生活也都是有一个亲近主的时间。
May we also in our daily lives have a time that we draw near to the Lord.
我们不仅不让这个世界来玷污我们。
And not only are we to not allow the world to defile us.
我们还有一段时间能够来分别归给主。
We also set apart some time to give to the Lord.
那我们要怎么样能够不让这世界来玷污我们呢？
So how can we not allow the world to defile us?
我们知道我们处在一个罪恶的世界里。
We know that we live in a world of sin.
圣经上讲说这些罪的事情是从哪里来的呢？
And where does the Bible tell us regarding where sin comes from?
肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
It comes from the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life.
愿意我们再次被主来提醒。
Once again, allow us to be reminded by the Lord.
让我们把我们的眼睛奉献给主。
Let us consecrate our eyes to the Lord.
不让这世界上污秽的东西来污秽我们的眼睛。
Do not allow the defilement of this world to come and corrupt, defile our eyes.
把我们的嘴来奉献给主。
Let us consecrate our lips, our mouth to the Lord.
只说感谢赞美的话。
And only say words of praise and thanksgiving.
不说这些污秽的言语，也不要变成一个咒诅的泉源。
And may we not say any filthy words or become a source, a fountain of curses.
我们把我们的脚奉献给主。
Let us consecrate our feet to the Lord.
让我们能够走在讨他喜悦的路上。
So that we would go upon the path that pleases Him.
让我们把手奉献给主。
Let's consecrate our hands to the Lord.
我们不是要来让别人受损，而是要别人得益处。
And so that we would not cause others to have to suffer loss, but to benefit others.
但以理在这世界当中，但是他却不属于这世界。
Daniel was in the world, but he was not of the world.
所以他就可以自洁自己，把自己来献给神。
And so that is why he was able to sanctify and consecrate himself to the Lord.
他就可以成为一个贵重的器皿，来为神做美好的见证。
And he became an honorable vessel, and he was able to bear good testimony for the Lord.
好，我们已经讲了五步的两步了。
And so now we've discussed two steps out of the five.
要先被倒空。
First be emptied.
然后被洁净。
And then be sanctified.
第三步骤是什么呢？
What is the third step?
第三步骤就是要奉献。
The third step is to consecrate.
我们知道圣殿中所有的器皿都是归耶和华为圣的。
We know that all of the vessels in the temple of the Lord are all consecrated whole as holy to the God.
所以在但以理书里面有一个插曲。
However, there's this one event in the book of Daniel.
是什么呢？就是
What is it?
后来有一位王叫伯沙撒王。
Later on, there was a king named Belshazzar.
他有一天呢，为他一千个大臣摆设宴席，然后跟他们一起饮酒。
And he held a great feast for his thousands of his nobles, and he was drinking wine in their presence.
他在饮酒之间，他忽然想起来说：“哦，他的祖父尼布甲尼撒王呢，从耶路撒冷掳过一些金器跟银器。”
And then all of a sudden, while he was drinking wine, he remembered all of the gold and silver vessels his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem.
所以他就说，哦，你们把这些器皿拿过来。
And so he gave the command to bring all of these vessels.
所以王与大臣、皇后、妃嫔来用这个 器皿，神圣殿中的器皿来饮酒。
And so the king, his nobles, his wives, his concubines began to drink from these vessels.
当他们在那边高兴，开心的喝酒，赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神的时候。
And so while they were drinking, they began to praise the gods of gold, of silver, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone.
忽然有人的指头出现，然后呢，在这个墙上写了一个字。
Suddenly, the fingers of a man appeared, and it began to write on the wall.
王看见这些事情，他就非常的惊慌，脸变了色，变了色，然后呢，骨头好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰。
The king, he saw this, his face grew pale, his thoughts alarmed him, his hip joints went slack, and his knees began to knock together.
当但以理来告诉王所写的是什么的时候
，And so after Daniel came and he interpreted the writing on the wall to him,
他说。就是神已经数算你国的年日到此完毕。
And that is the writing on the wall says that the time has come for your kingdom to come to an end.
当夜，加勒底王伯沙撒被杀。
And so that very same night, Belshazzar he was slain.
所以马代波斯就取代了巴比伦。
And so Medo-Persia came and overthrew Babylon.
哦，这是一件何等严肃的事情。
This is a very grave and serious matter.
这个王他一切，他有所有的一切。
This king, he had everything.
然后呢，他照理来说呢，他随便要做什么都可以。
And actually, he could do whatever he wants.
但他做了一件事情得罪了神。
But he did something that really offended God.
就是把那从神圣殿掳来的器皿拿来饮酒。
He took the holy vessels that were from the temple and he began to drink wine from them.
而且他来当他饮酒的时候，当他用这个神的圣殿的器具来饮酒的时候，他们却忘掉了造天地的神，却去敬拜这些偶像。
So while he was drinking from God's vessels, he also began to praise these false gods.
神借着这件事情告诉我们什么呢
？So from this event, what is the Lord telling us?
神的器皿是归耶和华为圣的。
God's vessels are holy, sanctified unto Him.
是要为着神使用的，不是要给这世界用的。
They are to be used by God, not by the world.
所以同样的，我们是神的工作。
In the same way, we are God's handiwork.
我们理当归给神，来被神来使用。
We ought to be given to the Lord to be used for His purpose.
我们不应该来归给这个世界，不来服侍金钱。权力、名誉和地位。
We are not to be given to be used by the world for money, for power, reputation, or status.
主耶稣告诉我们说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个就是爱那个，就是重这个或者是轻那个。你们不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门就是财力的意思。
The Lord tells us no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and wealth.
主说你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马。
God says you cannot serve both God and wealth.
我们都是神所造的，神所救赎的。
We have been created by God and saved by God.
我们理当来奉献给神。
We ought to be consecrated to Him.
我们不是要给这个世界来使用的。
We are not to be used by the world.
我们应该要归耶和华为圣的。
We need to be sanctified, consecrated as unto holy to the Lord.
有一位我所敬爱的一个长辈。
There is an older brother that I do respect.
他也给我们很多的帮助。
And he has greatly helped us.
那他呢？很年轻的时候呢，其实他的父亲就过世了。
When he was young, his father passed away.
然后呢，就把他父亲有很大的产业，就留给他。
And his father had a lot of inheritance, which he left to him.
A business
and left it to him.
他的生意非常的成功。
And his business was very successful.
所以他在年轻的时候就做老板。
And so when he was young, he was a manager.
然后呢，他就也是。做得非常好
，and he also did very well.
那他也聚会，他也来在教会里面有一点服事。
And he went to the meetings and in the church gatherings he also had some service.
但是哈，他的心思意念呢，却被这个生意所抓住了。
However, in his heart and his mind, it was all grabbed a hold of by his business.
我不晓得大家有没有听过这样一个讽刺的笑话。
I don't know if you've ever heard of such a joke.
就是犹太人啊，很多是很成功的生意人。
That among the Jews, many of them are very successful businessmen.
所以他们礼拜六呢，就都去会堂去敬拜神。
And so on Saturdays, they all go to the synagogue to worship.
但是一下呢，这个人的那个手机响了一下，那个人手机响了。
But one person's cell phone would ring, another person's cell phone would ring.
啊，因为生意的事情马上要处理。
Because they need to take care of all of the matters of their business.
所以呢，后面呢，就很多人。做就是谈生意的。
And so a lot of people who sit in the back, they're always discussing about their businesses.
我们不要笑人家，我们自己是不是这样？
And we're not to laugh at others, but we also, are we the same?
所以这位弟兄呢，他就在这种挣扎的当中。
And so our brother, he was also in the same struggle.
然后呢，有一天主就光照他。
And one day, the Lord shone his light into him.
主说哈，你都已经四十岁了，这世界呢，开始不要你了。那你要等什么时候才给我使用呢？
The Lord said to him, "You are already 40. The world doesn't even want you. When are you going to give your time over to me?"
哦，他被神的爱所感动。
And then he was greatly moved by the love of the Lord.
那他就把自己再一次重新奉献在主的手中。
So he reconsecrated himself into the hands of the Lord.
然后来给主使用。
And he was used by God.
那可以成为许多人的帮助。
And he became the help of many.
我不是说所有人都要。放下工作。
I'm not saying that everyone needs to put down your business.
其实这位弟兄呢，主在他年轻的时候就呼召了。
Actually, the Lord had called this brother when he was young.
但是呢，他却没有马上的答应。
However, he did not immediately agree.
主，我们是主所造的，所是主所造的，是神的工作。
We are God's handiwork.
是他的器皿。
We are His vessel.
每一个器皿都有不同的功用。
Every vessel has a different function.
你看，像但以理有他的功用。
Just like Daniel, he had his function.
保罗有他的功用。
Paul, he had his function.
我们要来向主求说，主，你造我，你的目的是什么？
We need to ask the Lord, say, Lord, what is the purpose for you creating me?
你要我怎么样子能够来服侍你？
How do you want me to serve you?
但愿我们不仅能够做一个倒空的器皿，也做一个被主洁净的器皿。而且把自己奉献给主的器皿。
May we all be a vessel that is not only emptied, but also sanctified and also consecrated.
第四个步骤是什么？
What is the fourth step?
就是要被主所充满。
And that is to be filled by the Lord.
好，那我们来看第三个人。
So now let's take a look at this third character.
是非常熟悉的，我们都很熟悉的大卫。
This is all one that we are all familiar with. It is David.
圣经上讲。神说我寻找了耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人。
We know that the Bible says, God says, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my heart.
那大卫呢，他有七个哥哥。
Now David, he has seven older brothers.
那他是最小的一个。
He was the youngest.
其实这八个耶西的儿子都是器皿。
Actually, all these eight sons of Jesse's, they were all vessels.
有贵重的，有卑贱的。
There were dishonorable ones and an honorable one.
那请问这贵重跟卑贱有什么差别？
So what is the difference between an honorable and a dishonorable one?
圣经这样记载。
And so the Bible records it like this.
他说大卫年轻的时候呢，常常帮他的父亲去放羊。
That David, when he was young, he often went out to watch his father's sheep.
那有时候来了狮子，有时候来了熊，然后把羊。叼走以后呢，大卫就追赶他。
And that sometimes lions or bears came to take one of the sheep away, and David would, he would chase after the lion or the bear.
将羊羔从这些狮子和熊的口中救出来。
He would save the lamb from the mouth of the predator.
然后呢，大卫起来，然后就揪着狮子的胡子将他打死。
And so David would be able to grab the lion by the beard, and he would kill him.
我们会我觉得很特别哈，为什么大卫这么勇敢，这么有能力呢
？So I find it very interesting. How is David so courageous and so able?
也许在这个时候还没有答案。
Perhaps at this time we don't have an answer for that.
好，那下一件更难的事情来了。
But now the next more difficult challenge came.
就是那时候非利士人来跟以色列人征战。
Because the Israelites and the Philistines they were in war.
结果非利士人来了一个身材非常高大六轴一虎口的人，而且呢他是非常强壮，然后带着所有的这些铠甲，然后呢来跟以色列人挑战。
There was a warrior that came out of the Philistines, and he was very tall. He was 6 cubits and a span tall. He had a helmet. He had a lot of armor on. He was very powerful.
以色列人看见这个人就逃跑，极其害怕。
And so when the men of Israel saw him, they fled because they were greatly afraid.
但是大卫却没有害怕。
However, David was not afraid.
大卫说什么呢？
What did David say?
大卫说，这个未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一样，因为耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这个非利士人的手。
David said, your servant has killed the lion and the bear by hand, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God.
大卫还说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
David said, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted.
他叫使神要使众人知道，耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华。
And he wanted all to know that this victory is not by sword and spear, but it is by the name of the Lord Jehovah.
所以从大卫讲的话，我们就知道说他为什么这么勇敢呢？
So from David's words, we can now say why was it that he, how was it that he was so courageous?
因为他是常常跟神有交通的人。
Because he is one who often talked with, had communion with God.
他是认识神的人。
He was one who knew God.
他是让神的生命在他的里面来被充满的人。
He was one whom God filled often.
所以呢，大卫就从他口袋里面掏出一块石子，然后呢就用鸡旋骰子呢就一下子把那个石头打到非利士人的额头上，非利士这个哥利亚就人就死了。
And so David, he put his hand into his bag, he was able to take out a stone, he slung it, struck the Philistine in the forehead, and he died.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们认识神吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we know God?
我们依靠神吗？
Do we rely on him?
我们愿意常常的来跟他亲近吗？
Are we willing to often draw close to him?
大卫在诗篇27篇告诉我们说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
David in Psalm 27 says, one thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
Oh, 何等感谢主。
How we thank the Lord.
大卫只有一件事。
David only had one thing.
我们有几件事。
How many things do we have?
愿我们也只有一件事。
May we also have just that one thing.
就是一生一世可以住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。在他的殿里求问。
That all the days of our lives that we would come to him in his temple to behold his beauty, to meditate before him.
大卫写了许多的诗篇。
David wrote many psalms.
在诗篇150篇当中呢，有著名是大卫写的就有73篇。
Among the 150 psalms, he had authored 73 of them, more than half.
Almost
half.
那他是怎么样子能够来有这样这么多的话来跟神说呢？
How was it that he has so much words to say before God?
因为他常常来跟主亲近。
Because he often drew near to God.
他常常让神他自己的生命来充满他。
He was often filled by God's life.
大卫这一生有许多丰功伟绩哈。
Now we know that in all of David's life, he had many successes and achievements.
他带领以色列人征战，打败他所有附近的仇敌。
He led the Israelites into war and he had gained the victory over all the enemies around him.
他把约柜找回来，迎回耶路撒冷。
He found the ark and brought it back to Jerusalem.
他为圣殿来找到地方来去预备材料。
He found a place for the temple and prepared all the building materials.
他做了很多很多的事。
He did many, many things.
但是圣经上怎么总结他的一生呢？
But how did the Bible summarize his entire life?
圣经说，大卫按着神的旨意服侍了那一世代的人，就睡了。
For David, after he has served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
哎呀，我觉得这是最好的墓志铭。
I feel like this is the best epitaph.
如果说我们要用一句话来总结我们的一生，你希望那句话是什么呢？
If you had only one phrase to summarize your entire life, what would that be?
圣经上讲说，大卫 照着神的旨意服侍人的时代，人就睡了。
The Bible says, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
大卫的一生是服侍的一生。
David's entire life was a life of service.
而且是按着神的旨意来服侍。
And it was a service that was according to the purpose of God.
请问我们的一生是怎样的一生呢？
Can I ask, what is our entire life like?
我们的一生是等着别人来服侍的吗？
Is your life just merely waiting for others to serve you?
还是我们自己照着自己的意思来服侍呢？
Or that you are serving according to your own ideas?
我只服侍我自己。
That I'm just going to serve myself?
还是我们愿意来服侍人，而且是照着神的旨意来服侍？
Or are we willing to serve others and serve others according to God's will?
我们刚才交通到但以理。
We just shared about Daniel.
圣经上讲但以理是怎么样一个人呢？
And so, what does the Bible say about him?
圣经上讲说但以理有美好的灵性。
And the Bible tells us that he had a good spirit.
他的里头有神的灵，心中光明，又有智聪明和美好的智慧。
He had an extraordinary spirit, and so he was full of knowledge and insight.
但以理为什么会有这样子美好的灵性呢？
How was it that he had this extraordinary spirit?
他不仅自己洁净自己，
Not only did he cleanse himself,
他也把自己奉献给神，
And he consecrated himself to the Lord,
他也常常的在神的面前来亲近他，被主自己的生命所充满。
He also drew near to God often so that he was filled with God's life.
所以但以理的一生他经历了巴比伦、马代波斯的三个君王。
And so, throughout his entire life, he went through three kings of Babylon and Medo-Persia.
王朝更改了。
And so, the kingdoms and dynasties can change.
君王也变了。
Kings can be replaced.
可是但以理却忠心的在神面前侍奉。
However, Daniel faithfully stood before God to serve.
但以理写着《但以理书》，预言末后的日子，列国的兴衰。还有神的工作和审判。
Daniel also wrote the book of Daniel, which prophesied of the last days, the rise and fall of the nations, and the work and judgment of God.
Oh, 我们实在为但以理、为着大卫、为着保罗来感谢主。
And so we truly want to thank the Lord for Daniel, for Paul, and for David.
因为他们是我们的榜样。
Because they are our examples.
我们愿意像他们一样，也做一个神可用的器皿。
We want to be like them, to be a useful vessel of God.
保罗岂不是也是这样吗？
It wasn't the same for Paul.
保罗当他被拯救以后，
After Paul was saved,
然后他就常常也是被圣灵充满。
He was often filled with the Holy Spirit as well.
然后呢，他就做神一个可以神所可以用的器皿。
And then he was a useful vessel in God's hands.
所以我们现在要进到第五步。
And so now let's go into the fifth step.
不仅要被倒空，要被洁净。要奉献给神，要被神充满。
Not only are we to be emptied and sanctified and consecrated and filled,
还要能够流出神的生命，要被倾倒出来。
But we also need to have the outflow or the outpouring of life.
所以我们回到保罗的身上。
Now let's go back to Paul.
那当保罗被在大马士上遇见主以后呢，然后主就对亚拿尼亚，主就请了另外一个弟兄来去给他施洗啊，然后他就说，主说你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿。
After Paul met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus, God revealed himself to a brother named Ananias and said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name.
所以保罗是神所拣选的器皿。
And so we know that Paul, he was a chosen instrument of God.
要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前呢，来宣扬神的名。
He is to bear his name, God's name, before the Gentiles and the kings and the sons of Israel.
那保罗这个器皿有什么特点呢？
So what's so special about Paul as this instrument?
我们知道保罗是一个认真、执着而且是忠心的人。
We know that Paul is a serious, persistent, and faithful man.
他有信心和爱心，他服侍主也服侍人。
He had faith and love, he served God and man.
有一点让我非常感动，就是保罗是一个给的人。
And so what, something that really touches me is that Paul is a giver.
他是一个不为自己的人。
He is not a man for himself.
他说我这两只手常攻击我和同人的虚用，我凡事给你们做榜样。
And he himself said, You yourselves know that these hands minister to my own needs and to the men who are with me.
要这样的劳苦来扶助软弱的人。
He labored in such a way to support those who are weak.
他就是主的一个最好的一个 活的见证就是施比受更为有福。
He was a great testimony for the Lord in witnessing to the fact that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
上个月，我们弟兄提醒我们不可徒受神的恩典。
And so last month, our brother had reminded us that we are not to take in vain, the grace of God.
我们都是蒙大恩的人。
We are all those who have received great grace.
神把这样的恩，这么多的恩典赐给我们，存装在我们这个器皿的里面。
God has given us such grace, and it is all now contained in such vessels.
他不愿意我们只是为着我们的自己。
He doesn't want us to be just for ourselves.
我们愿意把神给我们的恩典，我们也能够流露出去。
God wants us to also have this outpouring of the grace that He has already given to us.
愿意做一个像我们刚才所唱的诗歌，是愿意成为一个运河，能够来流通主的生命。
He wants us to be like those channels only, the hymn we just sang, so that we could pour out His grace upon others.
我们只有把我们的生命来学习在生活的里面，让主的生命流出来以后呢，来学习侍奉主，那这样我们的生命才会真正的长大。
And so as we allow His life to be poured out from us, then in such a way will all our lives also grow and mature.
只有一个服侍的人，他才能够长大。
Only one who serves can grow.
以前常见弟兄就常常讲一句话说，这个小孩子里面呢，眼睛里面没有活。
Previously, our brother Tang Jin, he used to share with us that in the eyes of the children, there is no fire.
No. 没有活，没有工作，没有事情要做。
There's nothing to do.
Yeah, 对 ,yeah. 比如说家里面再脏再乱哈，小孩都看不到。
That no matter how dirty or how messy the home is, the kids just don't see it.
但自己肚子饿了就想要吃。
However, when they are hungry, they want to eat.
然后呢，都是等着别人来服侍他。
And they wait for everyone else to serve them.
但是呢，当你长大的时候就不一样了。
However, after they grow up, it's different.
对不对？你就可以看到家里有什么需要。
Then you, when you grow up, you see a need in the house.
我还记得我小时候很讨厌被叫去做的一件事情是什么。
When I was young, I really disliked being told to do this one thing.
就是过年的时候要大扫除。
And that is over at Chinese New Year, we all had to clean.
我很讨厌这个，每次要去玩都没办法去玩。
I really disliked it because every time I wanted to play, I couldn't go play.
要去整天的去清洁家里面的事。
And every day we had to clean the house.
可是当我长大以后。
But after I grew up.
这就不用人家教了。
I didn't need anyone to teach me.
因为在台湾呢，比如一年呢，至少有十个台风。
Because in Taiwan, at least 10 times a year we had typhoons.
那我们家那个房子是旧房子。
And the house that we had was an old house.
所以每次台风一过呢，那个常常屋顶的瓦片会被吹走。
And so oftentimes after the typhoons had passed,
shingles.
The shingles on the roof would be blown away.
所以呢，我和我弟弟呢就要爬上去屋顶呢，去把它再补回去，要不然会漏雨。
So my younger brother and I, we had to climb up to the roof and we had to fix the shingles, otherwise it would leak.
有没有人教啊
？Did anybody teach us that?
没有人教。
Nobody taught us.
因为长大了。
Because we had grown up.
我们就这是我们该做的事。
This is something we ought to do.
我们愿意，我们在神的家也是这样。
We hope it would be the same in God's house.
主说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的属价。
The Lord Jesus said that the Son of Man has come not to be served but to serve many and to give his life as a ransom for the many.
我们的主是一位服侍人的。
Our Lord is one who served.
愿我们也能够像我们的主一样。
May we also be like our Lord.
愿主让我们长大。
He wants us so that we can grow up.
然后呢，我们可以来看到有需要，然后我们可以来帮助我们周围的人。
And when we see the need, we would be able to help those around us.
我有时候会听到一些事情，我会觉得心里面蛮难过的。
Sometimes I would hear of this matter, and it caused me sadness.
就是说有新来的弟兄姐妹，他们的孩子到主日学去。
That there are some young new brothers and sisters, they come, and then their children would go into Sunday school.
他们说我们的孩子。都不认识人。
And they say, well, our children, they don't know anybody here.
然后呢，都没有人跟我们孩子讲话。
And nobody speaks to our kids.
然后呢，他们好像自己跟自己在玩。
And they just stay with themselves.
我每次听到这样的话，哇，我就觉得蛮难过的。
And so every time I hear this, it causes me sorrow.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们的孩子是顾我们孩子自己的需要。
Our kids, they only think of their own needs.
但是呢，有时候我听到另外的话，我就很安慰。
But sometimes I do hear another word, and it causes me to be comforted.
哎，他说我们的孩子很喜欢来这个教会。
That our kids really like to come to this gathering.
他们来到这里呢，哎，就很多孩子就跟他们讲话。
Because when they come here, other children like to talk to them.
然后呢，他们就很快成为朋友。
And they quickly become friends.
他们也很喜欢来。
And they really like to come.
哎，有两种不同的情形。
And so there are these two conditions.
有一种情形是我们只顾我们自己的需要。
One condition is that we only care for our own needs.
有些情形呢，是我们还看到有新来的人，我们也看到他们的需要。
And another condition where we see that there is a newcomer and we want to meet their needs.
哎，不止小孩这样。
And it's not just for kids.
只是我不太好意思说大人。
Except that I'm just too embarrassed to say that it's the same for us adults.
哦，愿我们成为一个服侍的人。
May we all be those who serve.
是从心里面来服侍
and we serve from our heart.
所以保罗说，保罗对哥林多教会的人说，哥林多人啊，我向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的。
And so that is why Paul says to the Corinthians that I have opened up my mouth wide for you, and I have opened up my heart for you.
他对以弗所教会的长老说，他这一生哈，他不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
And he also says that I do not see my own life as precious to me.
只要行完我的路程，成就了我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
As long as I have accomplished all that he has given to me to do, to accomplish.
因为神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Because I was compelled to share the gospel with you.
而且保罗在提摩太后书最后说。我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
And he also wrote to Timothy saying that the time of my departure has come.
那浇奠是什么意思？
And so what does it mean that the time of his departure?
他把他自己倒出来。
That he has poured out himself.
然后呢，他把他成为一个馨香的祭，能够来献给神。
He has offered himself as a drink offering before the Lord.
当他说他美好的仗已经打过，当跑的路已经跑尽，所信的道已经守住了。就是他把他自己完全的都给出去了。
He says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." That means that everything that he has within him, he has already given it.
保罗，他得着主的生命，他没有把主的生命限制的存在自己的里面。
Paul received the life of the Lord, and he did not reserve it only for himself.
他将他的生命倾倒出来。
He had poured out his life.
来成为别人的供应。
To be the benefit and provision for others.
我们愿意，我们也来效法保罗，像保罗效法基督一样。
May we imitate Paul as Paul had imitated Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一个器皿啊，越用就越有价值。
A vessel or a utensil that is used more will become more valuable.
如果不用就没有价值。
If you don't use it, it's not valuable.
在台湾有一个私人的博物馆叫奇美博物馆。
In Taiwan, there's a private museum called 奇美。Museum.
这个博物馆不是很大，但是很特别。
It's not a very large museum, but it's very special.
它收集了很多名贵的小提琴。
They collect many famous and valuable violins.
它的收藏的提琴就是超过1000把。
They have more than 1,000 violins.
那这些名贵的小提琴呢，它免费借给年轻的音乐家演奏。
However, these very famous and valuable violins, they are loaned out for free for young musicians' performances.
哎，这很特别的。
It's very interesting.
这些都是几十万美元的美的琴。
And these are all violins that are estimated to be worth of more than 100,000.
甚至上百万的琴都有。
They're very expensive violins.
你知道？你知道提琴有一个特点
？No, there's a very special characteristic of violins.
提琴的声音怎么样能够好呢
？How can the sound of violins be good？
越拉越好。
The more you play it, the better it is。
啊，一个琴如果不拉，放在那里几年以后，它声音就不好了。
If you don't play a violin and you place it aside for several years, the sound won't be so good。
我们知道现在最好的小提琴都是1700多少年被造的。
We know that some of the best violins in the world right now were made in the 1700s。
已经。演奏了200多年。
They have been used in performances for more than 200 some years.
越拉声音越好。
And the more you play it, the better it sounds.
不拉放在那边呢，这琴几年就坏了。
The violins that are not used and you place it aside, after a few years, they don't sound good.
一个器皿的价值在于它能够被使用。
The value of a vessel is in whether or not it is being used.
我知道哈，就是很多年以前呢， 有弟兄姐妹把他 pick up 那个 truck， 就是那个小 pick up 那个货车卖了。
I know that some brothers and sisters a few years ago they sold their pickup truck.
为什么呢
？Why？
哎呀，他就好麻烦哦，每次搬家都有人来向我借车子。
They thought it was a hassle because every time somebody needed to move, they needed to borrow it.
哎，但是最近几年，哎，感谢主哈，听到不一样的事情。
But these last several years, I thank the Lord because it's been a different matter.
有弟兄说我要去买一个大货车。
Somebody said I want to buy a large pickup.
为什么？因为人家搬家的时候呢，我就可以去帮忙。
Because when somebody needs to move, I can go help.
甚至有人呢说我要买一个大一点的车子，买一个 minivan.
And even somebody said I want to buy a larger car, maybe a minivan.
这样可以带很多人来教会。
So I can bring many to church.
我也知道有人他去看房子的时候，要买房子的时候。
I know that there are others when they want to buy a house and they go look
for a house. 先看客厅有多大。
They first see how large the living room is.
哦，那他。大一点才可以聚会嘛。
And then once the living room is large enough, it can hold a gathering.
我也知道有人他们生活是非常节俭的。
And I know that there are some who are very frugal in their everyday lives.
但是呢，当他们去买菜的时候呢，为了暗夜买菜的时候，却很大方。
However, when they buy food for the potlucks, they are very generous.
所以感谢主，愿意主把这样的心也放在我们的里面。
So we thank the Lord, may He give us such a perspective into our hearts.
以前有一个朋友，我认识的。
One time, long time ago, a friend that I know.
然后呢，他一定要送一支很好的笔。
He really wanted to give me a very good pen.
那个几百块一支的笔。
And it was worth more than $100.
Yeah, 那
several hundred dollars.
那我怎么推都推不掉。
No matter how I declined it, I could not.
哎呀，最后没办法，只好收了。
And so finally, I had no other option but I had to take it.
你知道吗？我不晓得有没有用过两三次。
I don't know if I've used it maybe only two or three times.
我现在不知道那支笔在哪里。
I don't even know where that pen is.
哎呀，我真的后悔啊，拿了那支笔。
And now I really regret accepting that gift.
因为很贵又没有用。
Because it's so expensive and of no use to me.
还不如那个几毛钱的笔。
And it can't even be compared with those very cheap pens.
你知道吗？真正的高贵不在名牌。
Do you know that true value is not in the brand name?
真正的美丽不在于容貌。
True beauty is not in outward appearance.
真正的价值，一个人的价值不在你的薪水。
True worth is not calculated by your salary.
真正的成就不在你的地位。
True achievement is not in your status or position.
大卫是神贵重的器皿。
David was an honorable vessel in God's hands.
但以理是神贵重的器皿。
Daniel was an honorable vessel in God's hands.
保罗是神所使用贵重的器皿。
Paul was an honorable vessel in God's hands.
这些器皿怎么样来尽他们的功用呢？
How were these vessels able to function?
要先被倒空，再被洁净，把奉献给主，被圣灵充满，而且要流露倾倒神的生命。
They were emptied, they were sanctified, consecrated, filled with the Holy Spirit, and they poured out God's life from within them.
我们是不是常常愿意把自己倒空在主的面前呢？
Are we willing to often be poured out before the Lord?
像施洗约翰告诉我们，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Just like what John the Baptist says, may he increase and I decrease.
我们是不是常常愿意被主洁净？主说，你的罪虽如朱红，我必使他白如雪。虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Are we often willing to be cleansed, sanctified by Him, so that, like David, we can say that, "Wash me, so that I may be whiter than snow"?
我们是神所创造的，又是神所救赎的。我们是不是常常愿意把自己奉献给神，归耶和华为圣呢？
We are saved by God, so do we often allow ourselves to be set apart as holy as unto God?
我们是不是愿意常常安静在神的面前，来寻求他，来瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问，能够被圣灵充满，满有神的生命和能力呢？
Do we often draw near to him so that we can be filled with his Holy Spirit and to gaze upon his beauty so that we may be filled with his power?
我们是不是愿意常常将神在我们里面所给的恩典，他的生命在我们的生活、工作和侍奉当中流露出来呢？
So that oftentimes His life may flow out from our service, in our work, in our daily lives.
最后讲到第四个人。
Now I want to talk about this fourth character.
在去年的十一月哈，那在大陆呢，有一位年轻的台湾的艺人突然的去世。
Last November, there was a Taiwanese actor who all of a sudden died when he was in China.
Yeah, 在录影的时候。
While he was filming a live show.
啊，全世界的中文报纸都在报道这件事情。
All the Chinese media, they were reporting on this.
在台湾的媒体呢，有很多人报，因为他是台湾人。
And because he was Taiwanese, a lot of social media reports were made about him.
可是在同时，有一个人离开这个世界，却没有什么人报道他。
But at the very same time, there was another person who passed away, and the world didn't really take notice.
这个人叫什么名字呢？
What was his name?
这个人是一个挪威人、中文翻成叫毕加士。
This man, he was Norwegian. His name in Chinese, we call him Dr. Borgi, Dr. B, or Dr. Olaf Georgius.
他在1954年的时候，他28岁。
In 1954, he was 28 years old.
他是一个医生，带着他新婚的妻子到台湾开始他的医疗服务。
He was a doctor and he brought his newly wedded wife into Taiwan so that he could begin his medical service there.
那时候呢，他就开始到一个麻风病院去工作。
And he began his work at a leprosy sanatorium.
在那个年代哈，那台湾人对于这些外国来的人哈，这个黄头发、那个高鼻子、蓝眼睛的人还是有点害怕。
And so at that time, the people in Taiwan, they were very.Somewhat afraid of people who had yellow hair, blue eyes, high nose, these foreigners.
虽然这个毕大夫呢，他满怀着热情到台湾，愿意帮忙，可是那时候台湾不太敢给他看病。
Dr. B, he was full of enthusiasm and dedication. He wanted to serve, but the people were very afraid.
就有一天呢，有一个麻风病人呢，突然一下子痰卡在喉咙里面，就没有办法呼吸。
However, one day, a leprosy patient, all of a sudden, he had mucus and phlegm that got stuck in his throat, and he could not breathe.
他的脸呢就开始变成苍白，然后就很危险。
And his face became very pale, and the situation became dangerous.
所以这个毕医生呢，他就一点没有犹豫，他就拿一个橡皮管呢，就插到他的那个病人的喉咙里面。
And so Dr. B, without any hesitation, took a rubber tube and stuck it down the throat of the patient.
然后他用自己的嘴巴把那个痰吸出来。
And with his own mouth, he was able to suck out the phlegm.
一边吸，然后就吐掉，一边吸就吐掉。
He would suck it out and spit it out, suck it out, spit it out.
然后呢，我们就看见这个病人呢。他们就看见这病人慢慢的这个从苍白的脸呢就开始恢复了血色。
And all the patients, they all saw that this patient who had a very pale face, gradually his color returned.
后来他就好起来。
And then everything was well.
所以从那个时候开始呢这些病人才开始接纳他。
And so from that time on, all the patients began to accept him.
而且在那个时候呢这个没有什么捐血或献血的这个风气。
And also at that time, there was not much of a culture of donating blood. It was not widely accepted.
所以当有手术要做没有血不够的时候怎么办
？And so when he needed to perform a procedure and there wasn't enough blood, what would he do？
那他常常如果是血型相符呢，他就手术以前先自己躺下来，叫护士帮他抽血。
And so if the blood type matched, he would often lay down and ask the nurse to take his blood.
然后呢，然后再开刀。
And then he would perform the procedure.
结果有几次他在开刀中就昏倒。
And there were several times that during the procedure he would faint.
因为台湾夏天很热。
Because it's so hot in Taiwan in the summertime.
手术房条件也很不好。
And the conditions of the operating room were also not very good.
那个手术的灯又很热。
And the lights of the operating room were also very hot.
所以他就昏倒了几次。
So he would faint several times.
那他的太太很。心疼他。
And so his wife, she felt really bad.
然后呢，他就跟那个护士讲说，以后那个毕大夫要叫他给他抽血的时候，你不要给他抽。
And she would also tell the nurses next time, please don't allow Dr. B to give his donate his own blood.
这个 B 医生呢，他没有听他太太的话。
But Dr. B didn't. He ignored his wife.
他还照常的就去给。
He would continue to donate his own blood.
他告诉他的护士说，你不要跟我太太讲。
And he would tell the nurses, don't tell my wife.
他是这样一位愿意给的人。
He was a man who was willing to give.
而且那时候呢，很多的台湾的人是很贫穷，付不起医药费。
And at that time, there were many who were poor in Taiwan. They could not afford their medical bills.
所以他就写下说 ，Bill O. Georgius. Yeah.
And so he would often sign at the bottom line. He would sign his own name, Bill O. Georgius.
就是毕加士买单。
And that means Dr. B will pick up your tab.
而且在1960年代呢，正好是小儿麻痹很流行的时候。
And also in the 1960s, we know that polio was very prevalent.
所以呢，他就帮忙进口了这个沙宾疫苗。
He helped to import the Sabin vaccine.
让他在很流行、很严重的那个小儿麻痹的地方，能够让他们用。
So that the places where polio was very prevalent, they could have the vaccine.
从台湾引进了那个脊椎的矫正的手术。
And he also introduced spinal cord correction surgery from the U.S.
而且成立了一个叫胜利之家，帮助小儿麻痹的孩子复健。
He also helped establish a house called Victory House, helping children with polio to recover.
那时候啊，患这小儿麻痹的孩子其实很可怜的。
At that time, children who had polio, it was very, very tragic.
当他们好了以后，他们就下脚就不能走了。
Because after they got better, their feet could no longer walk.
他们也不能上学。
They could not go to school.
那时候学校不接受这种孩子。
Because schools at that time did not accept these children.
他经过两年的努力，他才。就是说服一个小学说你把孩子接过来我们负责他所有医药方面的问题
So after 2 years of hard work he was able to persuade a school to say that we will cover all of their expenses do accept these children to come to your school
他成立了台湾第一个特殊儿童教育班
And so he was the one who established the first special education class for children in Taiwan
他在台湾行医30年，那他用永不放弃是他的理念。
And so he practiced medicine for 30 years, and his belief was to never give up.
当他最后得到台湾的医疗奉献奖，有人问他说：“这样牺牲奉献，他自己感觉怎么样？”
And so after he received the medical dedication award from Taiwan, someone asked him, "So how does it feel that you sacrificed and gave so much?"
哦，他说：“我一点都不觉得我有什么牺牲。”
He says, "I don't feel like I've sacrificed anything."
他说能够服务这些弱势这些病人是我的一个特权
If I can help these patients who are in need it is my privilege
他看到病人好转病情好转脸上的笑容就是他最大的一个鼓励一个奖赏
The greatest encouragement to him was to see a patient's improvement and the smile on their faces
有一位在他家服务多年的管家这样做见证
And so a housekeeper who had served in his family for many years bore this testimony.
他说他全家就是毕大夫全家都是很好的基督徒从他们的生活的里面呢他们就受感动所以这个管家全家也都信了耶稣。
This housekeeper said that all those in Dr. B's household, they were all good Christians. And so through their testimony, her whole household also became Christians.
这是这个管家他一生最大的祝福。
And so for the housekeeper, this was the greatest blessing of their life.
那他这个 B 医生跟他的妻子有一对儿女在台湾出生长大。
Dr. B and his wife, they had a daughter and a son who grew up, were born and grew up in Taiwan.
以后呢，他们受父亲的影响，两个也都变成医生。
And later, through the influence of their father, they also became doctors.
而且不仅在挪威当医生，他们也到世界各地有需要的地方去服务这些有需要的人。
Not only were they doctors in Taiwan, but also they went to many different countries in order to help those who were in need.
到越南，到尼泊尔，到蒙古做医疗服务的工作。
And they went to Vietnam, Nepal, Mongolia to do medical missionary work.
他们都是主所用贵重的器皿。
They are precious vessels of the Lord.
他们侍奉主，他们也服侍人。
They serve the Lord and serve others.
这是何等美丽的传承。
This is a beautiful heritage.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们不都是医生。
We are not doctors.
我们也不一样，神给我们有不一样的带领或者和给我们的一个性情
We all have different characteristics, personalities, and leading from the Lord.
神也把我们放在不同的岗位上
God has placed us all in different positions.
但是我们有一件事情是相同的
But we have one thing that is all similar.
我们都是神手中的工作
We are all God's handiwork.
是在基督耶稣里面被做成的
We have been created in Christ Jesus.
每一个人，神都要来使用我们
God wants to use every single person.
我们是不是愿意成为一个侍奉主服侍人的人
Are we willing to be those vessels that serve God?
我们是不是愿意常常的把自己愿意倒空然后被主来洁净
Are we willing to often be emptied and cleansed by the Lord?
我们是不是天天愿意把自己奉献给主
Are we daily willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord?
我们天天的让主来充满我们
And be daily filled by the Lord
也天天的让主的生命从我们的当中流出来
And also daily allow his life to flow out from us
愿主对我们的心说话
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
我们每个人都不一样。
Because we are all different.
但是我们每个人都是神手中的工作。
But we are all the handiwork of God.
愿主他在我们每个人身上，他的荣耀的心意 可以得到成就。
May his glorious purpose be accomplished in every one of us.
让我们都成为主的运河。
So that we may all be channels for the Lord.
把主的生命供应给我们四位有需要的渴、有口渴的人。
So that we can provide his life to all those who are in need and thirsty around us.
我们一起有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们何等感谢你在我们身上的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your great grace upon us.
哦，你也叫我们不要徒受你的恩典。
And you also do not want us to waste your grace.
哦，主，愿我们常常把自己让在你的手中。
May we often allow ourselves to be placed into your hands.
哦，主，我们知道你对我们每一个人的生命有一个美好的心意。
Lord, we know that you have a great purpose for every one of our lives.
让我们，哦，主，能够让主的心意得到成就。
Lord, we do pray that your will may be accomplished.
让我们常常把自己倒空。
May we often empty ourselves.
让我们常常来洁净自己。
And often be sanctified.
我们常常每天的把自己奉献给你。
And every day consecrate ourselves to you.
我们每天与你亲近。
And every day draw near to you.
哦，主啊，你也预备我们每一天我们可以有给的机会。
Lord Jesus, do also prepare opportunities for us to give every day.
主，我们知道我们周围有许多需要的人。
Lord, we know that there are many who are in need around us.
但愿我们也能够做一个给的人。
May we also be a person who gives.
好，叫主的恩典，哦，主能够从我们身上流露出去。
So that the grace of the Lord may flow out from us.
我们把自己和我们的同伴都仰望在恩主的手中。
We place ourselves and our companions all into your hand.
愿在这新的一年，我们做一个能够服侍主、能够服侍人的器皿。
In this new year, we pray that we would be a vessel that would serve the Lord and serve others.
让主的心得着满足。
So that your heart may be satisfied.
让你的家可以被建立。
So that our house may be established.
让你的名可以在我们当中被高举得荣耀。
So that your name may be exalted and glorified among us.
把一些感谢赞美归给主。
We give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' most victorious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.